Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
Oh, and welcome to Jules and Sarah the podcast.
Welcome, where we've got a bit of a change of scene today.
You're sat very upright.
Well, I like to do things properly on the podcast, as you well
it's
know.
Usually the other way around.
No, you know I like to be very prim and proper and always very professional.
You look like you've been to finishing school, the way you're sat today.
Yes, since last week.
Yeah.
Just a few YouTube videos, just something I'm
straight
trying.
Back.
Yes.
Put a book on the head.
We've had a bit of a change of scene because we are round at mine and normally we record in the bedroom, but we just, for whatever reason, couldn't face it.
I couldn't be bothered getting up off this sofa. I was like, bring me the mic.
You were going nowhere, let's face it. And also, there is the slight risk, of course, of the drummer, because it is Thursday. And if you remember,
yes.
It does drum on a Thursday.
Yeah, Pied Piper.
Yeah, that's it. The jungle drums coming over the background of the podcast, really adding a new flavour.
That's what happens when you live above a nightclub, Sarah.
Yeah, that's it.
They're always going to be doing sound checks.
Oh, it's Red Hot Chili Peppers in tomorrow night.
My friend used to live above a nightclub.
I thought you were going to say you used to know the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No, I'm wearing a Red Hot Chili Peppers t-shirt.
Yeah, I think maybe that's where I've got it from.
Oh, yeah, I was like, oh, wow.
No.
Yeah, she lived above a nightclub.
Well, that's ridiculous. Why?
Because her now husband was the manager. Well, no, it came with a flat.
Oh, I see.
The nightclub came with the flat. And anyway, you used to just walk downstairs from her living room, open a door and you'd be straight on the dance floor.
Good heavens. It was amazing.
Oh. She said, but when she was on her own and he was working the night, and she was like, the bed would shake to the beats of the club.
No, it's not for me.
It was a gorgeous flat though. I reckon I'd have sacrificed it for every Friday, Saturday night.
They couldn't get anyone to live there because it was
stunning. Stunning. One of the best flats I've ever been in.
Good heavens. Wow. And you've been in some flats?
I've been in a lot.
God knows you've seen some interiors.
I've been in and out of some doors, let me tell you.
Oh, Portslade crew. So it is Thursday, and it is the eve, of course, of Valentine's Day.
Which is?
Also better known as my birthday.
Sarah Pound National Holiday.
That's right. It's happening tomorrow. So as you're hearing this, Portslade crew, it's my birthday.
Woo!
Happy birthday to me. And actually, it's quite funny because I was in bed with John last night and we were saying, I was like, I don't really have the minerals for a birthday this week. Mm. I just can't really, you know, if it was somebody else's birthday, I'd probably cancel. Put it that way.
Okay,
do you know what I mean?
Cool.
That's how I feel. But it's my own. So, you know, I've got to really dig
in. No one says you have to celebrate your birthday on the actual birthday.
Well, I will. Let's be very clear on
that. Well, also, Portslade crew, I messed up and I left Sarah's president card at home today. So, but actually next week we have a little jaunt together. So there'll be some celebrations. We'll be having
a
dance.
Yes. I think if I could just postpone it just for a couple of weeks, I think that would really suit actually. So
you do you, hun.
Yeah, thanks so much. This was probably going to be a bit more of a birthday podcast, but seeing as there's no present, no card, no cake, and I'm not in the mood, I think we'll leave it there.
Sure.
We have had a lot of correspondence.
Oh my God, so much.
Jules believes that there may be birthday bits thrown
in. I'm doing a sweepstakes.
So thank you, Portslade crew. Thank you. And I don't want you to think that because I can't really face it.
Oh no.
That your cards
might
or
put
your best
you in the
wishes.
Mood.
Yes, that might be just the thing that tips me over
the
into
ticket.
Birthday o'clock. The ticket, exactly as they say. Something happened to me yesterday that I thought of you. So I've got, now, I've been wearing the same perfume for a couple of years.
The Glossier one.
The Glossier one. Yeah,
it's your signature scent.
Well, do you know what? I'm so pleased you've said that. Thank you. Because it's been one of my life goals to have that perfume that when anyone smells it,
the signature scent.
Yeah, that they're like, oh, it's Sarah. Mm. Oh, it's Sarah. And I've never found it until I found Glossier You. And this is in no way gifted, any sort of promotion. I have paid every penny.
You've put in that long card number.
And packaging. And actually, I've asked for a bottle for my birthday because I'm just running out. So that's good.
That's come round nicely.
So that's become my... And you know, occasionally somebody will go, you smell nice, that sort of thing. But I like to think if they smelt it on somebody else, they would think of me. I think that's the real true sign of a signature scent.
Sure.
So I was on the tube. I was actually on the platform getting ready, waiting for the train. And this guy... sort of came down and sat next to me, and I didn't think anything of it, you know, we're all just getting along together. And he leaned in. Now obviously I assumed he was going to ask for directions, right? He had a rucksack on, he looked like he was going places, right?
Meant so business.
That's it. But not a businessman.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Let's be very clear
no,
on that.
No confusion.
No confusion. I think he was in trainers and definitely not a shirt. So he leaned in and I thought, oh, this will be about how do you get to Charing Cross? Which way to Bank? And he went, excuse me, have you got a very nice perfume on? And I said, yes.
As a matter of fact.
You know, yes, I do. Imagine if I'd said, no, this is just...
That's just my pheromones.
That's just me. Or it could be the washing powder. Goodbye. And I said, yeah, I have. And he said, oh, gosh. He said... I know this is strange, but could I have the name of it? It's absolutely lovely. I said, of course. Now, by this point, we were stepping onto the train. The train had arrived. And he got his phone out and he was writing it down. I said, Gloss, right, Gloss. And then we got on the train and I was like, I-E-R, and it's just called You. And he said, that's really great. He said, thank you, I really like it. I've been looking for something to buy my mother. I thought... How dare you?
You don't know how glamorous his mother is, though.
No,
you
I don't
know it. Like, let's not presume that she's Hyacinth Bouquet. Like,
yeah. But in my mind,
she's Hyacinth.
She's Imelda Staunton. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That's who I was thinking of, you know?
Oh, God, like, if in doubt, God. Chanel for the mothers.
Or if in doubt, shut up. I didn't need to know it's for his mother.
No, that's true. That is true, actually.
Glossier You, she won't know what's coming. I'm looking for a perfume to buy my mother.
Well, it's funny that you talk about perfumes and spraying because I had a bit of an incident at the gym this week. Now, I went to a different spin studio, One Rebel. I always go to One Rebel, and I went to this other spin studio, went in, and I didn't really know where anything was and in the change room. So after spin, came out, was getting changed. And it was busy. The changing room was really busy. And usually they're not that busy for guys. Like, but oh my God, there were so many men everywhere. It felt like a Friday night, to be honest. And I was like, right, I'll just go have a shower. And I'm pretty like head down, get myself to the shower. And I like got to the shower. There was no shower doors. So
it was just
like these weird partitions of glass. So I was just like, oh, for goodness sake, this is the last thing I need is somebody walking past Jules.
Yeah. Oh, God.
As I'm rinsing. So then I get out of the shower, all good, walk through, and you can't, like, all good. And obviously you're going down the corridor, and there's all these partitions of glass, and you just see all these, like, naked men showering. You're like, oh, God. Then I go through the fitting room, and this guy gets his aerosol.
It's so funny that you call it the fitting room.
Changing room, yeah, that's what I mean. And then a guy lifts his arm and sprays. I then walk through the spray.
Now,
I
was this like, has happened to you before.
This has happened to me before.
You've got form with this.
Oh, my God.
People
it's ridiculous.
You in the face.
So then I was like, oh, God, whatever. Turned around and walked straight into a fucking cupboard door.
Oh, my God.
A locker door was open. I went, boom.
What a slapstick clarity.
It was just this. I was like, oh, my God.
Did you tread in a bucket? And trip over a dog.
I just stood there a bit stunned. And I was like, that actually just happened. And this guy was like, you all right, mate? Oh, I was like, I'm fine. I'm completely fine. I was like, I'm not bruised, am I? There's no cut. I ran to the mirror to assess the situation. Yes. All was fine.
Sprayed in the... Ah! Boom! Oh, that's very funny.
It was a real low.
You would have got 250 quid for that, and you've been framed.
But it was the fact that I was also butt naked and in this pathetic excuse for a towel that the gym had provided.
I'm so sorry to hear you must never go back.
No, it's not. I probably will.
I probably will. Do keep your wits about you. I know.
I think I'll have to plan showers elsewhere.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You actually said on the way that you you might have a shower here. I haven't even offered.
No, I showered. Okay, I would have asked. You would have known if I hadn't showered.
Yeah, sure.
No, because Port Salut crew, I have just come from a spin class as well. I'm really on it this week.
I just go around showering at people's houses. Could I come to you for a shower, actually?
It's really actually working out a lot. It's really affecting like what I wear because I can't wear all my jewellery and my necklaces. Yes. And also like when I'm trying to, after the gym, my face just doesn't stop sweating for ages. So I can't do my usual full look.
Yeah, gosh.
It's really affected my eyeliner, eyeshadow.
It's a real lifestyle. You're one of those people.
But it's just not something this is a side of it that no one talks about. The fact that makeup's tough.
This is the side of it that puts me off, to be honest, because I want to start going to spin, but it's the thought of leaving the house, being somewhere, and then having to go out afterwards. And exactly what you're talking about, the rigmarole of it all.
Which is why I try and work out usually early or at the end of the day. If I'm spinning, I'll do like a 6:30.
Oh, God, I'd think about it all day and I'd come up with all the excuses to not go.
Well, I just book it and then it gets to the point where I can't cancel it because I get charged. And I'm like, well, no.
Yeah, I'd get charged. That's how bad I am. I'd go to hell with it. To hell with it. Leave it. No, I'd come up with all sorts of excuses. I once didn't go to a class because I couldn't find a bobble. That was enough.
Sure. I'll go to spin with you.
I'd love to go to spin
with
you.
Do you want to try spin?
Yeah, I really do. I really, really want to do it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Will we do a bit of the aforementioned correspondence? Well, look, letters from the abroad.
And if I, because some of them are just addressed to Port Salut crew.
That's
so if
right.
I open and it looks like a birthday card, I'll throw it at
Pass
you.
Pass it over.
I won't warn you either. This one has come from Canada. There's actually quite a lot from Canada.
There is.
Maybe they all got lumped together.
Yeah, one big delivery. Oh, put that on the pile.
This has got 3 stamps on it. And those stamps look very tropical, actually. Look at them.
Oh, yeah, they do. Gosh, you wouldn't have said that was Canada at all.
Oh, this card looks lovely. Little giraffe. I think this is a collage. I think this is home. No, it's stickers. It's a giraffe drinking booze.
Booze.
I was just checking
in. Oh, it's got a little bow tie.
It's not a birthday card. It's actually beautiful writing. This comes from Mira. Dearest Jules and Sarah, I don't know what has taken me so long to write to you, but I'm so excited that I finally am. I'm a university student from Canada and your podcast has brought me so, so much joy over the years. I discovered and started listening to you guys before we were even called the Port Salut Crew, and I haven't missed a single episode. Oh my God, like so many others that have written in, listening to your chatter every week has got me through some really rough times, and I'm beyond grateful for the podcast. Oh my God, you're like an OG Port Salut Crew. I moved away for school when I was 17 and I had a hard time at first finding new people to hang out with. So having the podcast to listen to made me feel a little bit more at home. Jules, your tips for starting uni YouTube video really gave me the boost that I needed. So thank you. Oh my God, throwback. The podcast was also a really good escape when my mum was diagnosed with cancer last year. Your joyful and lighthearted episodes always brought a smile to my face when I was feeling down during that time. Luckily, after surgery and chemo, my mum is now healthy and back to normal.
Brilliant.
I look forward to news from the north and hearing what Ken and Sheila and June have been up to every week, and will be part of the Port Salut crew for life. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being a ray of sunshine for everyone that listens. We love you. Mira, kiss, hug, kiss, hug. P.S. I wrote the mailing address from memory and that made me very happy.
Oh,
Mira, Sarah and I are very emotional today.
Yes.
And the fact that A, you've made the card, B, you know the Port Salut Crew HQ PO box address off by heart, and also C, you're an OG.
Yes.
You've been listening since before we were Port Salut Crew.
When it was the cab office.
Oh my God, how amazing.
Oh, Mira, that's
well done for
so,
writing in, babe.
So lovely. Oh my gosh, isn't that gorgeous? Okay, now this has also come in from Canada. You're right. They had the one.
We've obviously had a big shove. Yes, maybe we're on a billboard.
Yeah. If you have seen us out and about in Canada,
yeah, if we're being advertised.
Now this is a gorgeous teal envelope, and then within, look at that, the gold.
Oh, I know that.
Print.
I know that.
Hummingbird.
Yeah. I know that store.
You open it up, and it's neon inside, and it says "You do you."
Did you design this envelope?
Oh my gosh. This is a card that has a zebra on the front, and the zebra is wearing a neon feather headdress, and it says, "Normal is overrated." How good is that? Oh my gosh, what exquisite handwriting, as you would say. So it says, "Normal is overrated, isn't it indeed? I saw this card and knew it was the one I was going to send. Dearest Jules and Sarah, I hope this card finds you both well. It has had a big journey across the pond, the Atlantic Ocean, from your neighbour, Newfoundland, Canada. I have wanted to write for some time to say hi and also to express just how fond I am of the podcast. I adore it and you both. Sometimes I put it on and it feels as if I am sitting with friends catching up and laughing. It is fabulous. I start adding to the conversation and I'm cracking.
I imagine her pausing and be like,
oh,
she's
brilliant.
Giving her 2 cents.
And it's cracking me up laughing. Have received a few looks, but it just keeps things interesting. I assumed you would be doing that on your own. But no, she's been out and about. You have brought many smiles while having to live away from my husband as he completes his PhD in the United States.
Wow.
Sexy. Happy to report that we are on the home stretch of him finishing within a couple of months. Thank you for creating a place where I can come to smile. The Port Salut crew will always have a piece of my heart, as will both of you. What a lovely lot. I will forever look forward to hearing about Ken, Sheila and June, about Dutch and Felix as well. News from the North never disappoints. Who am I kidding? I just love it all. Never stop. Thank you for creating this community. Many happiness and smiles. Hope March." That has come in. That's her name. Hope March.
Hope is one of my favourite names,
is
you know.
It?
I love
Hope
it.
Hope March. It's Hope. Like a novel. It could be one of the Little Women, couldn't it? Mm. Hope March. Oh, my
what
God.
What gorgeous correspondence this week.
Heavenly correspondence. We will give out, of course, the P.O. Box address.
Although
at
I feel
end.
Like we don't even need to but, if you
know
it off
well,
by heart.
That's it. But I think best had.
Oh, yes, of course. Break the tradition.
In the meantime, please, please slide into the DMs. I am at this Sarah Powell.
And I'm at Jules Von Hepp.
And how are Sheila and Ken?
Now, I don't know how to... I don't really know how to say this. God. So there's been some developments with Ken. So at Christmas, he has taken a DNA test because we were always confused with his blue eyes and we just weren't quite sure.
Oh, my God.
He had to do a swab and...
Who's asked him to do this? Is Sheila? So then
I was instructed to post the DNA, test off.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was a bit, a bit tense, really. But Ken...
What's going on?
Ken is part Viking. Ken is of Nordic and Icelandic descent.
Okay, let's just... So Ken was doing one of those things where you find out where you're from. Who do you think you are?
Now, it was so funny when he did the DNA test. It was so funny. He came downstairs and he said, "I'm brushing my teeth for the DNA swab." I said, "What?" I said, "Why have you brushed your teeth?" I said, "I didn't want any of my lunch getting stuck in this swab." I was like, "Damn.
Oh my God, this man's part cucumber. He's part butternut squash risotto."
Well, I said, what if there's like some sort of Icelandic mint that's been put into the Colgate that he's brushed with? Actually, I think he's an Oral-B man. So then I spoke to Mum. I spoke to Mum and Mum was like, "Your dad's been an absolute nightmare since he's got these results back. He keeps making it's like Viking noises in the living room and going, arr, arr." And she was like, "He's insisting on meatballs for tea." And insisting that we go back to Sweden. Dad was like, "Well, when we were in Stockholm, people kept speaking Swedish to me, but I must look like a Viking." I was like, "You do not look like a Viking." He said, "I've been looking at shearling rugs." Isn't it amazing? Sheila's refusing to give her DNA to this company.
She's refusing to have
She's absolutely point blank refusing. We're trying to coax her into it.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Part
Ken.
Viking.
Do you think it's one of those things that we're all a bit part Viking?
No,
somewhere,
because, well, luckily to have Dutch on hand, which is like, well, I date a historian.
Well, yeah.
He's
100% Viking.
So people from Yorkshire actually can be part French because of the Argonauts. I didn't really know anything about this. So there was a French people, whatever, that moved over to Yorkshire. But also within the UK, you're either Celtic or you're Viking.
Right.
I've always known in my core I was Viking. I don't need a DNA test to tell me. I can just tell.
Oh, my Viking's a state of mind. Yeah,
yeah. Ready for battle.
Yes.
But now that Ken, Ken has had that come through.
Confirmed it.
But then Ken was talking about it at a family gathering recently with all of his aunts and uncles. Well, somebody found out that they were adopted and that they're part Ukrainian. So Dad was like, "You need a DNA test."
We'll get to the bottom of this.
When I took Dad's Dad's swab down to the post office, he made me film posting it. So he knew that it was gone.
That there's all these people in Yorkshire who were French. I mean, that's why there's all those patisseries, of course. That's why.
Honestly, you can't walk past a dime bar now. IKEA is blowing his mind.
It's like that opening scene of Beauty and the Beast, isn't it? Little town. Bonjour. I mean, that is Yorkshire.
That is.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ken and his shearling.
What else is he? Do we know any other
Icelandic,
bits?
Norwegian, and... Swedish is all those parts.
Oh gosh,
he's like
wow.
100% Viking.
Oh my God. That is, he's having meatballs
today,
for tea.
I know. Today when he was on the phone, he was like, "So you can now call me Thor." I was like, oh my God.
Oh, it's very funny, isn't it? Oh, that's absolutely, completely marvellous.
How's June?
Oh my God. June's very well. June, Storm Keira, of course.
She's never seen volume like it.
Oh God, she loves it.
She's been out in that gale.
That's it.
Lying on a sun lounger. Go.
Dad with the leaf blower. Go on, more.
She went some height on it.
She went and took £20 out of the cash point and it blew away. It blew off.
She needs a firm grip.
She took £20 out and it blew off, and the lady behind her went, oh, you'll never get that back. It was gone. It was gone up the road, £20.
I mean, she risked it getting cash out at an ATM during Storm Kira.
Storm Kira, I know, that's it. Oh my gosh, it blew out of her hand.
June needs those grip gloves.
Oh God, yes, she does.
Quick stuff quick. Away. She needs those iPhone, the gloves that you can type on your screen.
The friction, that's it.
Oh,
she needs
June.
An iron glove. Clamping down.
Or she needs a windbreaker.
Oh, God, yes. To
that's
put
maybe
rounder.
What she needs, some sort of shield.
Thinking about it, I know the exact ATM she went to. It's very exposed. Very, very exposed.
They
there.
Are up on the mountains, aren't
absolutely,
they?
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, there's no shade at all.
That ATM on Snowdon, yeah, it is.
You must be careful. But Ruby, so June's popped down to London for a couple of days. Ruby's gone in the kennels. And Ruby, you'll like this, Ruby is having her very first pamper session. Ruby
go on.
Is having shampoo and a blow dry for the first time ever, right? Because she's mum said
June's done with it.
Yeah, June's had it. Well, June just thinks she needs a bit of TLC.
But also, it's
mean?
About time that Ruby really matured into going into that salon
it.
Lifestyle.
Absolutely.
June can't be lifting Ruby in and out of the bath.
No, not all that. But she is forbidden when she gets back with her coiffed new look, like June herself.
The June request volume.
Blowed, yes, lots of volume. She is not to go straight in the bog. Absolutely not. If June takes her out for a walk and she jumps in that bog.
June doesn't need any
gosh.
More wasting of money.
Absolutely.
She's got it flying out of her hands.
That's it.
She'll be broke by Christmas at this rate.
God, by Easter. That's it. So, yeah.
Yeah, Ruby needs to be locked up indoors
yes,
for a bit.
Yeah, that's it.
And only on the roads walking.
Only on the roads and only on a lead.
And dry weather.
Yeah, dry weather only. She's not to go out in the wet at all.
Ruby will have like Pavlov's dogs. Like she'll associate blow dries with just miserable time afterwards. She's like, got to sit down and look pretty.
Yes, meh. With bows on, that sort of thing. Will we do a bit of news from the north?
Let's. Now, mine is actually not from the north. It's from around. And as a vegetarian, it's quite a difficult news to read.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
However, it really tickled me. This comes from Kent Live.
Ooh.
We braved a meal from Kent's worst kebab house, according to TripAdvisor, and regretted every mouthful.
I mean, they did try to tell you.
Best kebab and pizza in Dover is the worst rated kebab house, according to reviewers. So we thought we'd get to the bottom of the matter. Yes, it's called Best Kebab Shop.
That's fantastic.
The Dover Takeaway Best Kebab and Pizza ironically holds the title of the worst kebab spot in Kent on TripAdvisor. Best Kebab, which is located on Cannon Street in the centre of the town and is ranked 97 out of 97 businesses in Dover, has a collection of terrible reviews.
This is amazing. How brilliant. Like, normally with food reviews, they go to the best. I'm really here for going to the worst.
As am I. Many of these reviews come with a short one-word title like disgusting and avoid. And avoid in capital letters. And most express their regret that they hadn't known about Best Kebab's alleged reputation before they ordered. One reviewer, named Sharon_Edwards_11, wrote, ordered through Just Eat, arrived lukewarm, greasy, fatty, salad just full of raw onion, and never ordered them from them again. Please don't waste your money. I wish I had read TripAdvisor first. Another named Craig S. Best means better than all the rest. Maybe they should put that word out before claiming it to be the best. Poor all-round experience. I ordered an extra large lamb doner, which was tiny, lukewarm, greasy, and just not very nice.
Oh dear.
To find the truth of the matter, we sent our reporter, poor sod, down to the Best Kebab and Pizza to pick up some dinner. Roy, have we got an assignment for you?
Yes.
The title of his thing, and maybe I'll read this in a Kent accent, is What Am I Doing?
We've all asked ourselves the same thing.
When I arrived at Best Kebab and Pizza, it was suspiciously empty. This could, of course, be put down to a number of reasons. It was after all 5 p.m. on a Tuesday, which isn't what anyone would describe as peak kebab eating time. But it would have been nice to have seen some sort of interest from the locals.
Yeah.
I decided to cover all bases by ordering a chicken shish kebab and a lamb doner kebab with no sauce and absolutely no red cabbage, as the entire concept of cabbage is disgusting.
What? Who is this person?
Some ill-educated idiot. Cabbage is fabulous. For those of you who are unfamiliar with kebab jargon, a shish kebab is a skewered piece of meat, and a doner is a sort of meat stack that is cooked on a spit.
Yeah, this is difficult for you.
It is. As I ordered two kebabs and was, as far as I was aware, the first customer of the day, it took about 15 minutes for my order to be completed. I watched the meat sweating on the spit, and I suddenly felt quite sick and afraid. You and me both.
Sick and afraid, just how you want to feel before a meal.
Why are you eating two kebabs on a Tuesday afternoon? Whinged the nagging voice in my head. This isn't what normal people with normal jobs do. You should have been a teacher or an astronaut.
He's having an existential crisis while he's there.
Ooh, there's a picture of the food. It looks awful. I took the kebab back to the office and surveyed the scene. As you can see from the pictures, there was quite a lot of salad and the smell of onion was quite pungent. I decided to tackle the chicken sheesh first, as it was liable to lose heat quicker. I have to say I was disappointed with the size, flavour and texture of the meat. A good shish kebab is equal part juicy and thick. This sad little morsel was neither. The chicken was dry. Dry as the Sahara. And suspiciously thin.
Suspiciously thin.
Almost as if it had been flattened with an iron. The lettuce and onions were also a bit wet for my liking. Overall, not a good start.
Oh, dear.
When I opened the lamb doner, I was stunned. First,
people are stunned. People are stunned when they see a Michelangelo for the first time. People are stunned, you know, when they're queued up in the Louvre to see the Mona Lisa.
Davros flatly stunned me.
Oh, God.
First of all, the grease, it was everywhere, clinging to the meat and a pit of bread like slime on a pond. Vegetarian is sending me.
Slime on a pond!
I had seen the meat sweating in the shop, but foolishly assumed it would be and thought it would be evaporated away by some sort of magic. Sadly, this was not the case.
Oh,
as I gazed at this glistening pile of curly-whirly meat, a grim thought entered my head that, try as I might, I could not shake. This looks like snake skin. Suffice to say, it tasted as good as it looked. It had the texture of a soggy sandpaper and tasted a little more of salt and fat. Swiftly into the bin it went, and that was it.
Oh, my God.
It's never a nice feeling to find yourself in agreement with the angry people on TripAdvisor. However, in this occasion, I'm sorry to report, the rumours and whispers are true. This place is a real disappointment. It may call itself the best, but what I ate suggested otherwise.
Oh.
Excellent God. Journalism there.
Just real cutting edge stuff. I mean, he should be on Panorama.
Get that on your resume.
So mine has come from one of our favourites, Cheshire Live. Chester Moggy lashes out at do-gooders who keep reporting him lost. Ferdy, the Grosvenor Park cat, has made a public appeal for do-gooders to stop reporting him as lost. A poster featuring the Chester Moggy, apparently signed by Ferdy, has been pinned to the toilet block declaring, not lost. It reads, my name is Ferdy and I'm well known, the Grosvenor Park cat. I feature regularly on Chester Lost and Found. Actually, I'm not lost and I've got a very comfortable home to go to. I live in a house backing onto Grosvenor Park, so the park really is my back garden. You'll often see me by the river. You'll often find me by the park, by the river, St John's Church, or even the amphitheatre with the rest of the tourists. When I'm not lounging on a settee at home, I can often be seen in the vicinity of the boathouse, the moorings and the lodge cafe. Ferdy, whose gender is not known for certain by Cheshire Life, may be a wanderer, but is actually its owner can keep a very careful eye on the audacious feline with the help of CatNav.
Oh my
God. Public message explains, though I don't have a Fitbit, I will sometimes be seen wearing a handsome tracking device, which records where I've been and where I am. It's not unusual for me to travel about 6 miles a day. Sometimes I can look a bit of a mess, covered in leaves and other debris. Don't worry, it all falls off when I get home, all over the carpet and the settee. Do say hello, but excuse me if I sound grumpy or a bit noisy, as I get disturbed quite a lot. Please leave me where I am, and I will make my own way home in time. The real-life Cheshire Cat finishes, if you're worried, my staff would love to hear from you. Thank you, Ferdy. Ferdy was unavailable when our reporter called, but the boathouse reported seeing the cute kitty within the last month. Cat lover Sarah Hardiman from Chester first met the Moggy in Grosvenor Park by chance last October. Along with a series of pictures she posted, I made a new kitty friend today. His name is Ferdy and he's very big and noisy but very, very friendly. Rector of Chester, Reverend David Chesters, who is based at St John the Baptist Church by Grosvenor Park, knows the cat and its owner, who is believed to be a retired professor. More of a dog lover with a cavapoo and a cockapoo, Rev Chesters is nevertheless on good terms with Ferdy, explaining that he is a Maine Coon, the second largest domesticated cat breed.
They're bloody massive.
I like the Maine Coon. They are big, they're strong, but they're just like lynxes, he says. And that is how the whole article concludes. And that's the final word on the matter.
What was that really about?
So there's a cat that isn't
lost. It's
lost.
Not lost.
People keep reporting it as lost. Like, we've seen the cat, we found this cat.
Okay,
is it yours?
Sure.
But it's not lost. And then the Reverend just gave his two brothers worth.
That's what really threw me
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he was just offering some sort of thought on the whole thing.
His cat sermon.
That's it. Do you want to play Would You Rather?
Yes.
Jules, would you rather have all traffic lights you approach be green, the dream, or never have to queue again?
Sorry, this took some contemplation.
It's a good one.
Because I actually don't mind queuing. I'm quite a patient person. Mm. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sometimes quite glad of it.
Yeah, gives
I'm
you
like,
a minute.
Yeah. God, I can just catch up with myself here.
Yeah.
And a queue really does bring yourself back round.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I know is terribly English.
Yeah.
And then traffic, I think I'm going to go with the green light.
Do you know, I think I'd say the same, because is there anything finer then you're pulling up and it turns green.
Just straight through. Gorge.
It's so annoying when you pull up and it's just turning red. And you know, when I had one of those journeys yesterday, it's just red, red, red.
A cabbie once said to me, sometimes you get good runs and bad runs.
Yeah.
And that's that.
That's that.
And I thought, you know what, Roy, you're right.
And that's life.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Quite a good question.
He asked me for my phone number after that. He did. I was thrilled.
Oh, I meant to tell you, I asked June what happened when the policeman winked at her. She said she just smiled and got a bit girly.
Oh,
my gosh, Portslade Crew, we absolutely adore you.
Oh, we love you so much.
We adore you for listening. You can write to us, please do. The address is
The Portslade Crew HQ.
P.O. Box
6-7-4
London
N-5-9-G-H.
Lovely.
That was good.
We do, of course, always finish on Jules's word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
It's a word. Mm. Now, this weekend, I'm off to Midlands.
Yes.
And in the Midlands, they one of my favourite things that they say is when you're eating, they say like, lekker.
Ooh.
And lekker is only really used, you can say like lekker slap, which means like good sleep, or lekker, which means yummy.
Aww.
And when you're eating constantly in the Netherlands, people go, lekker, 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 lekker. So
lekker.
I'm going for a whole weekend of, lekker.
Oh,
and sometimes they hold their hand up to their cheek and rub their cheek. They go, lekker.
Oh, that's so
it's
nice.
It's really cute.
Lekker.
Lekker.
Lekker. We adore you for listening and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.